Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Amy, I saw an Instagram of your son on a play date with another kid.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be our new thing, and I'm so glad that my friend reached out to me about doing it. So she told me that her son has this app, Roblox or something, and it's a game, but you can find other users on there and you play the game together. But then also if you have FaceTime on a phone, you can hook your kids up on that and they play the game together and they FaceTime, and it's the coolest virtual play date. They did this for an hour and a half, and it was
awesome.
Oh,
really? Wow. He was in for that long, huh?
Yeah. And he doesn't really have that many friends right now with the quarantine situation. He's not going to school. So I've been really worried about that kind of interaction. And now that my friend Ashley told me about this and we're going to start doing it with our sons, maybe I can arrange other play dates like this for him and we can get some scheduled throughout the week. So that way he has friendships growing even during this time.
A little bit, too. Is that like a babysitter, too, where, like, you can have that happen and you can take a break?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking when I saw it. I was like, oh, Amy's got her son. Because I saw him on, like, an iPad or something, and I was like, oh, look at her. He's checked away.
Yeah.
Are you drinking wine still?
No, I haven't been drinking during quarantine really at all. I think at some part of the day, I say, and my husband can even vouch to this, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to just sit down and have a glass of wine tonight. It's going to feel so good. And then once the evening rolls around, it's just not really what I want. So I think, oh, okay, I'll have a glass tomorrow. And I still haven't done it. So I guess in a way, I'm proud of myself for not leaning into alcohol during the difficult times. But I mean, no shame in anybody's game if they're having a nightly cocktail.
I was reading where doctors had to come out and say, hey, alcohol does not kill coronavirus. Because people will write anything to push along their agenda, even to drink more.
Yeah.
Like, then that's not even a political thing. But, you know, somebody probably floated that rumor out there, see if it'd stick. And it did. Because alcohol kills a lot of things. And they were like, guys, this is Dr. Wilson here. Alcohol, beer, whiskey, vodka does not kill coronavirus. As a matter of fact, it actually could make it worse. So, but I was just wondering if you were still drinking wine at all.
Yeah, nope, I have not. And we still have a wine subscription thing that we do. And in fact, I got to get to drinking because I think we ran out of space.
if it's weird not hearing the whole show here right now, Amy and I are only connected because we're having technical issues. So the post show is just Amy and I with Mike D. I sit at my desk in my studio. Mike D sits to my right. And the reason that you probably hear Mike D on the show a lot more now is because he's sitting right next to me and he has a microphone and he can research everything.
Yep.
Which in our studio at the radio station, Mike D doesn't have a microphone where he is. And I have a computer there.
Mm-hmm.
Where I sit now, I have screens. I have a screen to see the studio. I have a screen to see Amy. I have a screen to see commercials and all of this. So it's kind of a slightly new feel, but I like having you right there, Mike, because I can be like, hey, look this up.
And I look it up.
And you look it up right there. So let's see. We finished Ozark. I'll talk about that later. I started The Last Dance, which you won't like, Amy, because it's a documentary on the Bulls.
Oh, is that the Michael Jordan thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I heard that I might like it because I like those 30 for 30s, you know?
This is a 10-part series. Each episode's an hour long.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-mm. It won't be for you. I love it. Caitlin loves it. She's a massive sports fan. And so it's getting 97% audience score, 100% critic score. And I've only seen one episode, but we started that last night. I was also playing NBA 2K on PlayStation, and Caitlin was downstairs, and she has mastered this new snack. She was like, I'm not sure how to make it. She kind of will sometimes mess around with stuff. And she made this new snack that was, I don't know what kind of bread that she's feeding me, but it's some kind of gluten-free bread, not sure. But it's some kind of cinnamon toast, and she cuts up little apples, and it's really good and pretty healthy-ish, right? And so she's making it, and she's like, hey, and she walks up with it because she was bringing it to me. I feel like a seven-year-old. Like, I get a snack in the middle of the video game. It's great. and she's like, for the first time, though, she realized that when I'm playing this video game, I'm actually playing other people. Because she hears me all the time yelling, like, throw me the ball. And she thinks I'm just yelling at the computer. So I think she thinks I'm a little crazier than I am. Because when I am talking to folks, it's real people. And sometimes I'll talk real garbage to folks. And I'll be like, hey, stop posting up. You suck. Throw me the ball. I'm open. And she thinks I'm yelling at the computer the whole time until she came up and was like, oh, they're talking back? And I was like, yeah. And then she kind of got why I get so competitive about it, because it's humans. And we're all playing against each other, and they talk a lot of garbage. But in this one league, it's like all adults. Because we're all naked. You got to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine naked video game basketball?
Oh, my gosh.
But you know, no, but she didn't know. And then she realized she kind of was interested in it then, because there were 10 people on the court, and all 10 were different people from all over the world playing each other. And so she was like, oh, I didn't realize that you were actually playing people. So that was a big breakthrough for us yesterday as a couple. How about that?
Special.
Yeah, real special. my dog's cone comes off today, which is good news. He's that thing on for 2 weeks. He can't wait. I can't wait for him to get that cone off. And then one other story I was going to mention, and then we'll shut it down.
Wait, speaking of dogs, did you just hear mine just burp really loud?
I did not.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clarify that wasn't me.
No, I didn't. There's a site called Omaze. It's a campaign page where the office is doing, if you buy a lottery ticket, like on this, it's like $10 for 100 entries. Then you're automatically entered to win a coffee date with the office stars, Kate Flannery, Creed Bratton, Oscar, and Jan. And you can talk to them and ask them whatever you want. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So
I'm going to do that.
Can I get on there and get you one? If I win, I could just give it to you.
Sure.
Because I think we need to get as many as possible.
I would love that. That'd be super nice of you. So, okay, that's it. I think that's all I had. I got some other stuff. I hate that when technology's kind of failing. But I'm getting another internet line put in my house, too, in the next few days. And then we have a little hotspot that they sent up just in case everything crashed. But I don't think our hotspot would run this studio. Do you, Mike?
I don't know.
It's like a little bitty box shaped like a little coin purse. And they're like, trust us, it'll run the whole studio.
It doesn't
studio.
Feel like it
we're
will.
We're like, I don't know about that, man.
They're like, it will.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. We've got a whole radio show based on a hotspot. That's it. Enjoy today's show. We talk with Kane Brown. Like that guy a lot. And we'll get into it now.
All right. My cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances. It'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right. It was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like, cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, friends. Welcome to Thursday's show. I want to go over to Morgan number 2 to start this show. She says, here are some questions that are being asked a lot by people on social media. Morgan, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Let's do these questions. What is question number 1 people are asking?
Is there a place to watch your Opry show that you're doing?
Yes. So because of all the social distancing, we can't have a regular Grand Ole Opry. And I produce and host a show called Opry for a new network called Circle Network. Now this Saturday night, it's Luke Combs and Craig Morgan live. And you can watch it in many places, but you can watch it on the Circle's Facebook page. And it's at the Opry, all the plugins, it's run through multiple cameras. It's basically a TV show. Now, there are like 80 affiliates all over the country that play the show. Like in Nashville, they have an affiliate that plays it on Saturday at like 10 o'clock. So that's happening all over. But right now, at Circle All Access is the Facebook page. It is on Saturday night. It's live. And this hour will be Luke Combs and Craig Morgan together. They only allow, I think, 10 or 11 people in the whole building. So my camera guy is always 10 feet away. I never touch him or get close to him. My producer is just in my ear. I don't really talk to him other than that. So I don't really talk to anyone. But that was the mayor's guidelines. But yes, you can watch that Saturday night on the Circles Facebook page. What else you got?
Have you watched the movie Greater? It's on Netflix because it happened in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's about Brandon Burlsworth. Brandon Burlsworth was a walk-on at University of Arkansas. Football. Ended up being an All-American. Got drafted by the Colts in the first round and then died in a car crash before his first was able to go be part of the team.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Terrible. Just a wonderful guy. I do a lot of work with the Burlsworth Foundation in Arkansas, and he had big black glasses.
Oh, that's why I know of him. Mm-hmm. I was like, why do I know that name? But it's the glasses. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's called Greater on Netflix. It's a really inspiring story. All right, what else?
How are you guys doing this show now that you're all working from different places?
Well, it's different because I'm at my house and we record interviews. So if you hear an interview, especially if it's on video, it's recorded because we don't want to risk being able to hop on the air and having me at my home, Amy her home, this artist at their home, and then something breaking down. So I think we're getting into our groove a little bit. I get to sleep a little later. I don't have to be there an hour early. I just kind of wake up, do my work, walk upstairs. But, you know, there's definitely a little more pre-care than before because of the technical part of it. So, I mean, heck, sometimes I can't even record to Amy. If you ever hear a segment where you never hear Amy's voice, it's not because I don't want her on the show. It's because for some reason in the middle of a segment, my ED goes, hey, we lost Amy. And it's like, all right, hold on, boys. I'm taking it solo. So, yeah, that's kind of what it's like. And Morgan, you're at your house right now, right?
Yeah, and I got my own microphone and everything.
Have you not seen another human?
I mean, I went to the grocery store last weekend, so, and that's really the only trip that I've made. So besides the grocery store, no. See, and my random neighbors that walk by.
For me, I have Caitlin here. Mike D quarantines at his house, and he's here. So I have human interaction, but you don't have any, you've had no human interaction, huh?
No, not really. I mean, my neighbors have been great. They kind of wave and check on me every now and again, just seeing how I'm doing. But it's just me and my dog, really.
Do you feel lonely or isolated? Like, are those setting in on you or no?
I felt lonely at the beginning for a while, but, you know, I'm doing therapy phone calls, so those are helping me keep my mental state really well. And I'm just... Every time I can take my dog on a walk, I do it. Even if it's two or three times a day, that gets me outside, so that helps.
All right, give me one more question here that people are asking.
Do you feel like you're less strict about eating habits when eating with your girlfriend?
No, because she's pretty healthy too. Sometimes, because I don't have to look a certain way for a television show, I have to wear certain clothes, tight clothes, I'll be like, you know what, I'll have a dessert. But I'm good. I think I work out harder here. I think I eat well, like pretty healthy. So I would say no. I definitely walk on both lines a little more. I eat super healthy and exercise really hard, harder. But sometimes I kind of relax too because I don't have to really get into a place. But thank you. Morgan is our head of social and digital and all the website, all that is her. And sometimes she'll come to me and go, hey, these are the questions people are asking the most. Morgan, thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Amy, you good?
Yeah, doing great.
All right. See, she's here. Good for you.
I'm here. Is it working? Yeah, are you doing good?
It is working. Hey, today is William Shakespeare's birthday. And then we're going to play, is it Shakespeare or Tupac, Amy?
Oh, okay.
So a little about Shakespeare. The English playwright, poet, and actor was born on April 23rd in 1564. So here's the game. I'll read you a quote. You tell me if it was from Shakespeare or Tupac the rapper.
Okay.
By the way, both dead. Example. To be or not to be, that is the question.
Shakespeare?
That is Shakespeare, right. That would be a 1 point for you. Okay. Let's see how well you do.
Okay.
All that glitters is not gold. Who said that? Tupac or Shakespeare?
Good question.
Glitters is it? Because it could be a rap lyric.
It totally could be.
Could be something Shakespeare threw in a story back in the day, too.
Right. Gold was probably a prominent thing.
All that glitters is not gold.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is correct.
Okay.
If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day.
Tupac.
How do you know that?
I just feel it in my heart.
Yeah, it's Tupac. We know what we are, but now not what we may be. Wait, now, hold on, let me read it again.
Okay.
We know what we are, but know not what we may be.
Dang, that sounds like Shakespeare, but Tupac was big into literature. So, I mean, I could see him incorporating some of that, thou shall not, da-da-da-da-da.
The commandments? who said it, Tupac or Shakespeare? We know what we are, but know not what we may be.
We know not what we may be. We know not what we may be. We may not.
You trying to rap it?
I'm going to go with Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is correct.
Oh, okay.
All right. I exist in the depths of solitude, pondering my true goal.
Now, is this Tupac? Did he say it in writings or song?
It doesn't matter. It's just who said it. I exist in the depths of solitude, pondering my true goal. Who said it, Tupac or Shakespeare?
Tupac.
Correct. You haven't missed one yet. If music be the food of love, play on. Tupac or Shakespeare? If music be the food of love, play on. Tupac or Shakespeare? Go ahead.
I think Tupac.
Incorrect. It's Shakespeare.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of course I missed one right after you say I haven't.
Fear is stronger than love.
Tupac.
Correct. Let's do one more. Okay. It all lies on this one, if you win or lose.
Oh, great.
Okay. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. I'll do it again. For the win or loss, it's all right here in this one. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. Who said it, Shakespeare or Tupac?
Tupac. Shoot.
It is Shakespeare.
Oh, dang, I did so good, and now it doesn't even matter.
Well, it never mattered anyway. It was just a fun game that we play here on the radio. You didn't lose your scholarship. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Happy birthday, William Shakespeare. All right, this is a message from Rebecca in Southern California.
Hey, Bobby and everybody on the show. I listen here in Southern California and really wish that you guys would be on the radio here. I do have a question for you, Bobby, though. I have been online dating a guy since the beginning of this quarantine. We've been video chatting and stuff. Do you think it's safe yet to actually meet up in person, or should we wait until all of this blows over? Thanks. Hope you guys have a great day.
Well, I think that if you know that he's been quarantined and not around folks for 14 days, and you have to have at it. But if you don't, I think you have to go, we can see each other as soon as we're both quarantined for 14 days. Because by that time, if there are no symptoms, they won't be there. And if they're completely asymptomatic, no one's going to get a test anyway at that point. My final answer is you can see them if you've both been quarantined for 14 days and not been around people. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only part I worry about is the asymptomatic side, because what if it's somebody that they just don't have any symptoms, and then you don't know. It's introducing yourself to a new person.
But my point he's not going to be available then for 6, 8, 9 months, because you're not everyone isn't going to be able to be tested for a long time, if asymptomatic people.
Yeah, I know, but you do run the risk of you maybe getting it. And you have to be okay with that. But and the thing is, you'll probably maybe be okay, but there are cases where, I mean, I don't know. If you're a healthy person, then I guess it's probably fine, but you still never know.
I would say if you've both been quarantined, yes. Because he probably, even if he has it and is asymptomatic, it'll be gone by 14 days.
Oh, okay. So he's not still carrying it. You can't
carry it forever. I think you get it and it runs its course or doesn't and then goes away. Amy, okay. I'm a doctor. I know. I listen to so many podcasts.
Yeah, I forgot. I know. I get it. And I'm sure she's eager to meet him. I just feel like
you gotta live your life at some point.
Introducing anybody new. I agree. We're still early into this though.
Go put a trash bag over your body, poke eye holes in it, and have at it.
Could you Yeah. Maybe you just see each other in person for the first time, but still practice social distancing. What if you see them hanging out a little bit, even with the distance, and you realize, like, I don't know that I would go full on have at it.
Oh, I go straight rabbit style as soon as you see them. It's been that long.
What?
Go straight bunny rabbit. What?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
Rebecca, no. Thank you for your call. I think if you've both been up for a while, then you're okay. That would be my answer. And good, yes. And good luck. And thank you for calling our voicemail line. There you go.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Well, we've been playing this game for 18 weeks, and now we will finally have a winner for the first time ever. The score is tied 9-9. We're going to play Elder versus Millennial. Eddie is the elder on the show. He is, how old are you, 53?
41. Stop. 41.
He's 41. Okay. And Morgan, number two, what are you, 12?
I'm 26 years old.
Okay. Well, what happens is I ask Eddie questions about Morgan, number two's generation, and the other way around, too. So, after today, we will have a winner, an elder versus millennial, for the first time ever. How are we feeling, guys?
Oh, I feel so good.
Like a roller coaster.
I'm nervous.
All right, Eddie, are you ready? I have your questions first. These will all be questions that millennials will know the answer to.
I'm ready, Bones. Come on.
Championship round. Eddie, on Kermit the Frog. You know Kermit the Frog, by the way?
Yeah, of course I do. Kermit the Frog here.
Hi-ho.
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog here. On the Kermit the Frog, but that's none of my business meme, what's Kermit drinking?
Ooh.
Do you know the meme?
I feel like I've seen it, and I'm going to try to visualize it in my head, and I think he's holding a coffee mug. So he's drinking coffee.
On the Kermit the Frog, but that's none of my business meme, you think Kermit is drinking coffee.
Coffee.
That is incorrect.
Ah, damn.
Hey, Morgan, you can steal a point. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's sipping on that tea.
He's sipping on that tea is correct.
Dang it. I see it now.
Morgan with the steal. All right, Eddie, ready?
Come on.
What 90s snack came in a package with cookies that were meant to be dunked in the frosting before eating? Let me ask it again. What 90s snack came in a package with cookies that were meant to be dunked into the frosting before eating?
I think I know it. I just want to make sure I have the name right. I'm going to go back.
Be precise. Precision answers here only.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to try to remember it because I feel like Morgan number two did this in one of her What Does the 12-Year-Old Care About segment.
Food World.
No, what do 26-year-olds care about? Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Dunkaroos, Bones.
He says Dunkaroos. The answer is Dunkaroos. There he is.
Yeah!
Eddie's on the board. All right. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, what's up?
One final question for you about Morgan's generation. Wonder Woman 1984 is now scheduled to come out in August. She's the hero of many millennial girls. What actress plays Wonder Woman?
I don't know. I feel like, oh, where was she? Is Captain America Woman version Wonder Woman? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't even know the question you asked, so I can't answer that.
He's thinking Captain Marvel.
I'm going to go with Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. Man, I ain't heard from her since Morgan was 12.
What?
It's not right.
No. That is incorrect.
Oh.
Sorry. Morgan, you can steal and take the lead.
I'm going to butcher her last name, but it's Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot.
Mike, do we accept that? You want to say it one more time?
Say it one more time.
Say it one more time slowly.
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. I don't know how you say her last name, but her name's Gal.
Well, she has the last.
It's not the last name that we're worried about.
Yeah, it's the not, first name.
So we're going to give you, I'm going to tell you this. We accept your last name butchering, but we need you to get her first name right because this is the championship round.
Gal.
Gal Gadot. Do we accept that?
Well, now she has the last name wrong.
But I don't care about the last name.
Okay.
The last name, G-A-D-O-T, Gadot or Gadot, I'm fine with.
I know how it's spelled. Yeah. G-A-L-G-A-D-O-T. I just can't
pronounce take that.
We'll take that.
There you go. Nice job. That's a point. Gal Gadot. Is her name. You were saying Gail, and it was going to be tough for us to accept Gal Gadot. That you're missing both of them at that point. Okay.
I just can't say anything right.
At the end of the Eddie round, Morgan number two has 2 points. Eddie has one. Let's go over to Morgan. Here we go. Dramatic music, please. Over to Morgan. Here we go. There we go. Hey, Morgan. Which sport is the focus of the 1985 movie Teen Wolf starring Michael J. Fox? I'm going to ask it again. You ever heard of Teen Wolf, by the way?
I've heard it as a TV show.
Oh, the MTV reboot. Oh. Which sport is the focus for the 1985 movie Teen Wolf starring Michael J. Fox?
I have absolutely no idea, but my gut says it's basketball.
Is that
actually No. It's football because wolves and outside. Yeah, it's football.
I need to know what your final answer is because you're bouncing all
football.
Over the place. Football.
Football.
She says football.
That stinks.
Eddie, you had to sit there and go, oh, huh?
That was a roller coaster for
it
sure.
It is not football. That's incorrect. Eddie, would you like to steal?
Yes, oh. Bones. He was a baller at basketball.
Yeah, he's a basketball player. All right. Very good. Next question. Hey, Morgan, This is a question that Eddie would know. If you're just turning this on right now, it's Elder versus Millennial. Are millennials answering Elder questions now? On the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what kind of animal was Splinter? You ever seen Ninja Turtles?
I know who they are, and yeah. I know they're turtles. I didn't know there was other animals.
On the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, what kind of animal was Splinter?
Was Splinter, like a porcupine maybe? A beaver? I'm just going to go porcupine because I guess that makes sense.
Oh, wow, porcupine. That is incorrect. Eddie, you can take the lead if you know what Splinter was.
Yeah, this brings back bad memories. In fifth grade, I played him in a play, and I got Splinter, and they said because I was hairy like a rat.
You had a play of Ninja Turtles? What kind of school does the Ninja Turtles play? I love that.
My school. Yeah. My school, and I was Splinter, man.
Did you guys write it yourself?
No, I don't know where they got it from.
Okay, it is Splinter is a rat. That is correct. Oof. We're over to Morgan. You have to get this right.
I know. I'm struggling. I'm not old enough, you know?
Oh.
Okay.
Morgan, this is the money question.
Okay.
What 80s video game? Do you know anything about video games?
Some. Okay. Not 80s ones, though.
What 80s video game has a yellow character who must eat all the dots inside an enclosed maze while avoiding four colored ghosts?
Bobby, that would be Pac-Man.
That would be correct.
Oh.
We have a tie, folks. You each get one sudden death question. And if you don't, if everybody gets it right or you both miss it, we roll it over.
Okay.
Eddie, I'm going to ask you a young question first.
All right, come on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin are the names of what celebrity's pets? Meredith.
One more time, Bones. Yeah. So,
yeah. Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin are the names of what celebrity's pets?
I'm going to just guess here. I'm going to go with Kylie Jenner.
Oh! He missed it. He missed it.
Wow.
I did.
It's Taylor Swift. Wow. He missed it. Oh, no.
Wait, but
it doesn't matter. It's just he get one question. If he got it right, he got it right. Yeah, just a sudden death. There's no steal here. Okay. Taylor Swift.
Oh,
Morgan.
Oh, my gosh.
If you get this right, you're the champ.
Okay, I got this.
Did you ever watch the show Boy Meets World?
Yes.
Okay, then this is right up your alley. What was the name of the beloved teacher on Boy Meets World for the championship? What was the name of the beloved teacher on Boy Meets World?
Do I need to know his first name? I know his last name.
All you have to do is hit me with the last name. You call him Mr.
Mr. Finney.
Can't take it.
What?
I can't take it.
Finney! I called him Mr. Finney.
I can't take it. Oh, no. Spell Finney.
Oh my, there's like so many ways to spell Finney.
Is there?
Hold on.
N-N-Y.
Go ahead.
F-I-N-N-Y?
Mr. Finney is not right. It's Mr. Feeney. F-E-E-N-Y.
Oh,
no.
We have a tie. We're going to next week, folks.
Oh,
wow. What a game. What a game. Oh, edge of my seat over here. Woo. Both
Mr.
of you guys.
Finney.
Mr. Finney. Then she spelled it wrong.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Woodbridge, Virginia. A family decided to play some hide-and-go-seek in the house. You know, quarantine. Let's go play hide-and-go-seek. Well, an 18-year-old decided, let me climb in the washing machine. Only problem is she couldn't get out, and firefighters had to come and cut the washing machine apart.
Yeah, that's an embarrassing moment. You know, and the headline said, woman gets stuck in a washing machine. Boy, 18 is still a teenager, right? Aren't you still pretty dumb? When I read woman, I hear like a 36-year-old mom, and I'm like, you dummy. When I hear 18, I'm like, you got a lot of life left to learn. Is 18 a woman to you, Amy?
No. Not a girl, but not yet a woman.
Okay, Britney Spears. There we go. Yes. All right, is that it?
Yeah, Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this 10-year-old named Hannah in Missouri, she heard that some police officers were going to lose some of their pay due to some financial issues surrounding coronavirus. So she told her mom, I want to donate some of my savings to help them. But then she took it a step further and decided to create a fundraiser to buy gift cards for the officers. In like a day and a half, she had $2,400 collected. Wow. And she was able to buy 232 gift cards to distribute to the police officers.
Wow. That's great, huh?
Pretty cool.
Wow, yep. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I saw where two cats tested positive for corona. Amy, did you see that?
What? No.
It's the first time that a pet has tested positive for the virus in the United States. The cats, who live in separate areas of New York State, presented mild respiratory symptoms but are expected to make a full recovery. By the way, who in the world would take their cat to get tested? That's what I think. Like, if my dog was sick right now, I'd be like, oh, he has something. I just don't think I would take him into one of these spots to get tested. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it just depends on the symptoms. Like, yeah, does your cat just all of a sudden start breathing heavily?
What happens is when the owner had corona first, and then when the cat got sick, they were like, well, let's test it and see. I guess it wasn't just a cat going, meow. You know?
Yeah. I mean, but okay. I guess so. Now, should we be worried about this?
I'm not worrying about anything until a doctor or scientist tells me to worry, right?
Okay.
I'm not also getting happy and excited and raring to go until a doctor or scientist tells me. I stay on both sides. So, no. I did see, speaking of animals, where they say a lot of our dogs and maybe some cats are going to go through a struggle when everybody leaves their home again to go back into the normal life because the dogs have gotten kind of used to people being around all the time.
Oh, yeah, I for sure could see that. Either they're going to be lonely again or they're going to be super excited that...
Oh, my dog probably can't wait for us to be out of here. He's just going berserk. Right. He's like, why are people... Because my dog now is getting to a stage where sometimes he just wants to sleep. Like, he's still a puppy. He's not even a year old yet. He's about to be in May. But he likes to just chill sometimes. And I think a little bit, he's like, okay, when is this over? But they say dogs will suffer extreme separation anxiety when the lockdown is lifted because they're getting so used to being pampered. I think I feel that way a little bit too with my girlfriend. She's pampering the crap out of me. And then when it's all lifted, I'm like, hey, where's my pancakes?
Yep.
Because she's making these pancakes, and we talked about it yesterday. She did more letters because now she's just determined to be better at it. And she did AR. You can see it on my Instagram story probably for just a couple more hours before it goes away, but it stands for Arkansas. And she was a little better at putting the blueberries inside of the pancakes. Do you see that by any chance?
No, I saw it. Yeah. It was much better.
Customers tipped their whole $1,200 stimulus at an Arkansas steakhouse. You know, a lot of restaurants have been hit hard, obviously, by the coronavirus. But there was an Arkansas steakhouse where some unknown regulars at the Colonial Steakhouse in Pine Bluff left the generous gratuity, they say, which was reportedly the whole sum of their relief check. Quote, she was just sobbing and saying it was their whole stimulus when she got it. That's what the owner... Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, no. I mean, people are... Throughout this whole thing, I've just been super impressed with humanity.
Yeah, me too. And sometimes it takes a real push in a bad direction to see how great people can be, you know?
Yep.
I give you one more story and you can kind of feed me on this one. According to a new study, beer helps with creativity. Thoughts?
Well, I don't know. I could test it out for you maybe, but it's been forever since I had a beer. I was craving one the other day. I think I told you that, but I still haven't ever had one. Probably since, I don't know, maybe it's been 10 years.
Yeah, I've never tasted beer, so... I haven't had alcohol. I would like to. I was talking to Caitlin the other day. I was like, hey, do you want to have a little? Because she doesn't drink either. Like maybe once every three or four months. And I was like, what? Just, you know, have a little drink. And she was like, no, I don't want to. And why would you do that? And I was like, I know I wouldn't. I was just kind of testing her though.
Yeah.
See if she was going to, what kind of influence she would be. All right, that's what's up. Kane Brown is hanging out right now in our marathon virtual green room. We're about to talk to Kane Brown. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. I'm actually looking at him on camera right now. He'll be on the show in just a second. Let's go over to Amy first with the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why was the computer cold?
Why was the computer cold?
It left its windows open.
All right.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome, so awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome, so let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kane Brown.
All right, Kane Brown is on with us. What's up, dude?
Not much, man. It's quarantine.
I know. It's always feels like a ridiculous question to ask everybody right now because it's like, how much can be up? I see the inside of my walls. I play video games. I work a little bit. Is that basically what you're doing, too?
Yeah, playing video games, playing with my daughter, and just riding in the woods.
What video games do you have? What are you playing most?
I play Call of Duty a lot. I just recently bought a PC, so it kind of made it a little more interesting. I'm trying to learn how to get good on that so I can start streaming and, just have fun on there.
I play NBA 2K a lot.
I was going to say, I'll hop on there with you if you want to.
Well, I play PS4, though. I don't think they cross platforms, do they?
Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah, I know Call of Duty, they cross platforms, but... we're nerds, but I'm playing a lot of PS4, and like I'm so dedicated to making my guy better. Like I'm, And then I go and I play in these rec league games, and all these 12-year-olds talk garbage to me and dominate me, and then I get sad and turn it off for a bit.
Yeah, you can reach out to 2K, and they'll verify you and give you a 99 overall.
They will?
Yeah, that's what they did to mine. I have two 99 players with all my badges.
Who do you know? I mean, you have to text me that info. I may have to hit them up.
Yeah, I got you. I'll send you the number after this.
All right. Hey, let me ask you this. I read that this, because you got the new song out today. This is the first time you haven't let anyone hear the song before you release the song?
Yeah. So, you know, I usually do the previews on Instagram. Always done it. And this has been the hardest thing to do ever, just keep a secret. Like, I've not let anybody hear it. Radio gets the first exclusive listen, and y'all get to play it for the fans first. So I'm super excited and appreciate y'all playing it for us.
I know right now you're quarantining at home with your wife and your daughter, and then is Caitlin's mom there with you still?
Yeah, she's been down here basically since the beginning. She didn't fly. She drove 12 hours, and she's quit her job, and she's kind of just like our she's Kate, of course, my mother-in-law, Kate's mom, but she's like kind of a nanny as well. So she gives me and Kate some alone time, and just gets to watch her grandbaby as well.
Man, and to have like the baby's grandma there has got to be a bit comforting, because you know that's blood taking care of blood.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about any weird things happening, or if she's being mistreated when you're sleeping or anything like that.
Dang. You don't have to put the cameras in the teddy bear with the grandma.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw you're going to be part of the NFL Draftathon. So that's happening. So what are you doing with that?
I'm going to be on there talking. I think it's mainly whenever the Tennessee Titans are starting their draft. And we're just going to be talking. They're going to ask me about the song. And I'm just going to get to show my face in the NFL a little bit. It's been cool. They've been adding me on to a lot of stuff like that, just because I talk about, football and Madden and all that so much. And it's just cool to be a part of it.
How's the beard coming along? I saw you tweet that you never had one. You still growing it or no?
Man, I am. And it's to the point where it's the longest my mustache has ever been, and I can actually feel it sitting on my lip.
And what's your wife think about that?
She doesn't care. She wants to give me a haircut, which I don't let anybody touch my hair as long as I've ever went without having a haircut. So it's crazy right now. But, I mean, she's okay with it. I keep asking her every hour if she still loves me, and she's like, yeah, so we're good.
Last time you came in, we were talking. You had mentioned that you're a big movie guy. You had any time to watch anything good?
I don't even remember the names of them. There was a couple new movies that came out on, like, Microsoft Marketplace on Xbox, which I guess it would be on iTunes as well, that were in the theaters. But we've been watching a lot of Netflix. I watched this show called The 100. It was pretty good. We just watched The Outer Banks, which is really good. And, of course, the ones everybody knows, which is Tiger King and Ozark.
What'd you think, without any spoilers, did you finish Ozark Season 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. You recommended that to somebody. What do you tell them?
Well, definitely, if you haven't watched any of it, I recommend don't going into Season 3. I feel like there's a lot of people that do that for some reason. You definitely got to start from Season 1, Episode 1, but... there's not really any recommendations. I think it starts good from the beginning and is good all the way to the end.
We got Kane Brown on with us right now. We got his new song. We've been playing it all morning. Hey, tell me a little bit about this, like how it came together. Like, give me some details about the song.
It's not anything like what is, but it has this catchy little melody at the beginning that starts it and it goes through the song. And so we ran with that. We loved that. And we started, Matt and Josh Hogue's really good at breakup songs. So, we had to run in that direction. And made it summer and fun and kind of upbeat. And then, after listening to it now, instead of it just being a breakup song, to me, it's kind of like a pandemic being over song. It's like, I just want to be cool again, getting all this stuff over with, just be how it was last summer.
Hey, Kane, I got a question for you. Is KB the hat your best-selling merch item?
I don't know if it's best-selling. It was, and then I kind of stopped wearing it. I think now it's just the KB hoodies.
You have girl, do you make a female version of your clothes, or are they just ordering smaller if you are smaller?
Yeah, it's all universal, just because Kate wears my clothes all the time, and my fans kind of see that, so we just make it where boys and girls can wear it. It is a little weird if a guy buys my face tee. It's weird seeing that, but it's also cool.
All right, listen, I'm looking at all your number ones. Before we let you go, I'm going to talk about this real quick. Homesick goes number one. Good As You, number one. Heaven, number one. You have all these big hits now. When you play a show, what song is it when you start, that first note hits, where the crowd reacts the loudest?
Well, they don't sound the same good as you, Loud, but I think that I think Heaven is still that, you know, that lead lick. I think that's what makes everybody, you know, get excited. And, you know, a lot of fans, that was a huge song for me. So even if they don't know any of my music and if they know that one song, just want to check out a show, it's like, that's the song that everybody's there for.
Well, I'm going to play one again, too. I'm going to play Heaven. We played Cool again earlier. I got Kane Brown on with us. Hey, good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, good talking to you, man. I hope you're doing all right.
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So airlines might be removing the middle seat. So when quarantine is over and a lot of people start flying again, a 180-seater plane might look a little different for some people.
Well,
120-seater.
It sounds on the surface like a good thing, except the seats are going to cost more.
Like, yeah, they said that could be a negative part of it.
Will be a negative.
Well, there was also a little note saying that they're heavy in the red right now and they desperately need passengers. So that could put a downward pressure on prices.
Okay, but if forever they don't have a middle seat, I'm just telling you the prices are going to be up.
Yeah.
They don't want to say that right now, but yeah. Yeah. So what else you got?
So people seem to be getting a little desperate right now because they can't go to the dentist. So they're taking to YouTube for DIY videos on how to pull their own teeth.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of times it involves pliers and some whiskey.
What is this? John Wayne in the Wild West? Wow.
The American Dental Association had to put out a statement saying before you start any DIY dental treatment, it's important to speak with your dentist about the potential risks and benefits.
I understand having tooth pain is one of the worst. I've had it. Tooth pain, back pain, ear pain. Those are all awful feelings. But man, when you just mentioned pliers and teeth, that is an awful combination. Wow. I get it. Maybe it's so bad you just want to yank it out. But woof.
That's what the whiskey's for.
No, I know. I know. Holy cow. I wonder, though, if you could call your dentist and be like, yo, dude, just can we, like, have me come in? That's what I would do. I would, like, beg my dentist. Can I secretly come in? Like, 50 extra bucks. Like, that's tough. All right, what else you got?
So Netflix, oh, my goodness. They have gotten 16 million new subscribers from January to March.
I don't know what that's related to. You could say 50 million, and I don't know how many they normally get.
Well, right now they have 182 million subscribers. So I guess they were sitting
Again,
at...
It's a lot of big numbers where if you just said that, I would go, okay, I don't know what the difference is.
No, I just feel like I don't think they're used to getting 16 million just in 2 months. But they know that that'll... You know, some people may unsubscribe or cancel their memberships once quarantine is up. But one of the most viewed things, if in case anybody wants to watch it, is Spencer Confidential, viewed by 85 million people.
That's the Mark Wahlberg movie, right? With Post Malone?
Yep.
Yeah, Mike D said it was just okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, I saw that was maybe the biggest movie in a while. And then Love is Blind is up there and Tiger King.
Tiger King's been seen by 64 million and Love is Blind by 30 million.
Yeah, like some of their biggest shows.
Yeah, I know Mike D watched it, but Spencer Confidential, I tried giving it a go. I don't think I lasted 15 minutes.
It's crazy they can make a whole series like Ozark that's really good for 10 episodes, an hour each, but then when you do a movie an hour and 40 minutes, it kind of sucks. Like, if you just took an episode of Ozark, like three episodes, and patched them together... But the good ending, it almost feels like it will be better than like a mediumly bad movie.
Yeah, they haven't quite got it right on the movies yet, except for Bird Box.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Bird Box was good.
Isn't it funny how all those Netflix things are like pop culture pops and we're like, wah la 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 la, gone. Yeah. Just gone. Like we all got to run to it and check it out and then we move on to the next thing so fast.
So true. Well, a lot of people ran towards Netflix during this quarantine. We'll see if that sticks around. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, this is Ashley in Arkansas.
Since we're all in quarantine, could you do the segment where you pick a movie that each one of you has to watch like you did around Christmas, I believe? That would be awesome. I love y'all having to do that to each other. Thank you. Bye.
We love when you guys suggest segments. We'll do this. Last time we did our favorite movie, and I think I picked for Morgan number two, Man on the Moon, which was my favorite movie. Jim Carrey plays Andy Kaufman. But this time, what we'll do tomorrow is we'll pick our second favorite movies, okay? Everybody got that?
Yeah.
So tomorrow we'll find out what it is. Let's do our picking list here. I will be picking a movie for, Scuba's got all the names in a cup. Scuba Steve, draw somebody out. I'm picking a movie for?
For your boy, Eddie.
Oh, all right.
Good. Eddie and I have good, sensible tastes.
And I probably already have a list of movies you've already told me to watch that I haven't watched.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right, Amy is going to pick a movie for?
For Morgan number two.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
She just got lucky.
Eddie is going to pick a movie for?
For Amy.
No. Yeah! No. That's what I had last time. There should be a rule.
No.
So you don't get the same
person. No, there's no rule. Because last time Eddie made Amy watch some foreign Italian movie. You said it was good, though.
Yeah. I mean, it was. I was pleasantly surprised that I actually enjoyed it.
Eddie, I'll give you $5 if you pick another foreign language film for her.
No. Eddie, you have to be true to yourself. It better be your number two favorite movie ever.
Okay, we'll see.
I hope it's.
We'll see. I love it. This is why I'm listening tomorrow. This will be great. Okay,
y'all.
Lunchbox is drawing a movie or giving a movie to who? Scuba.
For you, Bobby.
Okay. You're lucky, dude. You're lucky.
White Chicks too.
No, I don't think there's a White Chicks too.
Oh, okay. And then Morgan is going to pick for who?
For Lunchbox.
Okay. There we have it. Tomorrow we'll find
out. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll find out our movies. But keep on sending us those voicemails because we don't know what segment you want to hear. All you have to do to call our voicemail line is 877-77-BOBBY. It goes beep and leave it right there. That's it. That's all you got to do. Eddie, seriously, if you pick another foreign language movie, I will laugh my butt off.
No.
Amy,
have you seen
Parasite?
No, not yet.
Because Eddie said it's one of the best movies he's ever seen.
It's in my top 10, Amy, so that's not bad.
That's true. Eddie, I would love it if you gave Amy Parasite.
I got you, bud. I got you.
And I don't want to know what you're doing, but I will be waiting, sitting on my hands, waiting for Eddie to pick for Amy.
Oh, well, Bones, I do love those old black and white movies, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny, too. Eddie watches those AMC, original American classics.
TCM.
Whatever, the letters that make black and white. Oh, okay, tomorrow's going to be fun.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, not super crispy. I like that middle, a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? You in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
I bought Caitlin a cameo yesterday, Amy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, is that where how you got that coach or something?
Well, it wasn't a coach. So she's from Oklahoma, is a diehard OU fan, like loves the Sooners. And she had a couple kind of sad things happen. And also, she's not at home. She's not around. She's just not in her environment, right? And she had a rough day. And I thought, what in the world can I do? And I always think the people on Cameo are funny. And so I typed in a few search terms, and I found Brian Bosworth on Cameo, who I love the Boss. He was a Sooner, played with Seattle. There's a great 30 for 30 about him, but I love the Boss from back in the day. And he also lives in Austin, which is crazy. And so I hit him up with a note because I don't know him, and I paid the video price, which, by the way, was expensive. Did you look and see how much it was, Mike?
I think so.
Yeah. Because he's a high quality one. And so this is a message that Brian Bosworth came back with.
Caitlin, diehard Sooner, loves the Boss, loves to roast your boy because he loves the Razorbacks. I think I love everything about you. There's not anything in that description that you should ever be ashamed about, especially being a Sooner fan.
And then he left a 7-minute message. He invested a lot of time into that cameo, but that's what we did yesterday.
Well, that's awesome. I saw it on there, and I don't know why I just assumed he was a coach for OU, but the cameos are cool. I have never done them before, but I ordered one after you've talked about it and somebody else. I decided to order one for Stashira's birthday from Hamlet the Piggy, which is a famous pig.
Oh, did the pig
talk? Because my daughter... Yeah, well, I ordered it and said it would take 5 days, and I think I just got the email. I haven't even opened it, but do you get an email that says your cameo is ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just got that, so I haven't even watched it.
By the way,
yes, I think there's going to be a pig talking.
We don't have a relationship with them. We're not doing ads for them. We're not on it, but it's just a funny thing. What?
I paid for it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I paid for mine too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was fun. Wait, how much did you pay for the pig?
$25.
And how'd you feel about that?
I felt pretty good about it because the pig on Instagram is super cute. And I feel like it's the best we can do right now because she's not going to get a pig on her birthday.
Yeah.
And I still don't even know if we're getting her a pig for sure. So for $25 to have a pig wish her happy birthday, it's pretty good.
Got a voicemail here from Emily in California.
I am moving across the country from California to Maine this fall for graduate school. I've never been to Maine before, and now that the COVID-19 outbreak is happening, I can't go visit. And so I was just wondering if you had any advice for somebody moving all the way across the country and starting over brand new. So thank you so much for all that you do, and I look forward to maybe hearing your response. Have a good day.
How exciting. That's what I'm going to say first, because I've done this twice where I moved and never been there, really. When I moved to Austin, which I consider home now, it is as home as just about anywhere. I'd never been before I went for work. I got in a lot of trouble doing a stunt on the radio that ended up getting me a lot of attention. And then this guy named Jay Shannon, who I'm close to now, was like, hey, we could use a syndicated night show. Come on down. And I was like, all right. So I packed up and went. And it was extremely scary. Holy cow, was it scary. But it really... was one of the best things that ever happened to me. Just being put in that situation is good. because you kind of have to learn who you are again. And we don't really test ourselves out of choice. We usually only test ourselves out of necessity. This is a growth for you. This is a life experience. You're going to somewhere you've never been to see people that you've never really been around, even a culture, a Maine cold crabs. I don't even know. I've never been to Maine. It is so exciting. And the thing is, if you start to get scared, I don't know. I've never been up there.
Cold and crabs.
Yeah. Don't they have crabs up there?
So
exciting. Isn't it cold up there? No. She knows what she's getting herself into. This is my advice for you, is that don't go in with the expectation that it's going to be perfect, because it's going to be hard at times. But for every bit of hardness that comes out into it, the payout is going to be significantly higher. Even if you get there and go for a couple years and move away, you're just going to love that you pressed on, got yourself uncomfortable, and learned from the whole experience. You'll meet great people. I love it. I'm so excited for you. That's my advice there, is just know it's not going to be awesome at first, but it will be great. You will love it. Anything you'd like to say? Have you ever moved, Amy, like that?
Yeah, when my husband was in the Air Force and we had to move to North Carolina, I had never left the state of Texas, like living-wise. I had always born and raised in Austin, and then I got married and I had to move to North Carolina, and it was super challenging for me, but it was 5 years of my life that I would say are some of the best years of my life.
Yeah.
And at first, I didn't want to go, and I was so nervous, but it'll take you time to acclimate, but once you do, you'll get out there and just experience new things and meet people that you never thought you'd ever meet. And, you know, you'll have that with you the rest of your life.
Let's go to Teresa in Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Bobby. When you said that you wanted to be on that The Masked Singer, it really turned out a whole lot better that you ended up on Dancing with the Stars, because if you'd never gone to Dancing with the Stars, you wouldn't have met Caitlin. So everything works out for the best. Hey, y'all have a great day and keep doing all the things you're doing.
Thanks,
love y'all.
Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate that. I agree, right? I think that I made the right choice back then anyway. I was offered a judging role on The Masked Singer. I turned it down to do Dancing with the Stars, American Idol. But for a while, I was like, oh boy, did I really mess up? I don't feel like I did now. I thought about it for a second. I was like, oh boy. But no, shit, that's another great point. Because I didn't meet Caitlin when I was on Dancing with the Stars, but I went back when Lauren Elena was on to see Lauren. And that's when I met Caitlin, because her friend does PR for ABC. But that's a great point. I saw you point at me, Amy, when she said that.
Yeah, because I hadn't thought of that, and that's so true.
Here is a voicemail from No Name.
Bobby Bones, this is a message for Amy and her adventure for looking for her pig. She needs to check her local ordinances and check to see any restrictions on her property. That's usually the first restriction they've put on a property, is no swine. I'd hate to see her go through that trouble and get her girl a pig and end up having to get rid of it. So tell her to do her homework.
Amy, is there a no swine clause in your contract?
I've only heard about the no hooves, and because pigs have hooves, and hooves are allowed in my neighborhood. So I know that about five blocks away, there's a family that has a pig, because I see them out walking it sometimes.
Oh, nice.
And then I know that there's another pig in Nashville that's kind of famous. It's not my neighborhood, but it's still in Nashville, and I live like right in the city. So I think we're good.
Okay. Let's do one more. This is Kylie in Colorado Springs.
I'm calling because tomorrow is my grandpa's 90th birthday. He's in an assisted living home, and I was just wondering if you guys had any ideas on how we could make the day extra special for him. We do have a parade of cars planned for him, but it is his first birthday without my grandma, who passed away in February. So I'd like to do something a little extra to make it a really happy day for him, and I'd love to hear your ideas. Happy birthday, Papa Felix. We love you, and we're thinking of you.
Well, I think the first thing is play him this clip back when he's on the radio. Happy birthday, Papa Felix.
Yeah.
Amy, your dad is in assisted living right now. What would you tell her?
Gosh, I know when she said that, I was like, oh man, my dad's birthday is next month. I think before you said the parade, I was like, oh, you should do a drive by his window and had everybody go by with signs and noisemakers and horns and do the whole thing. But you're already doing that. So I don't know if his facility or where he lives, the assisted living place, if you could call them and somehow they could make sure he gets his favorite meal or favorite cake, or if you drop something off, is he allowed to eat it? Because for my dad, if he could eat, that would be special.
I would say on the creative side, if you have enough people, do every decade of his life like a little theme with the two people. Like when you were born, this is what was happening, and have two people dress up like Charlie Chaplin, and then you were and somebody walks by, then 10 happened, and you walk by, like you kind of put on a show more than a parade.
Oh wow, yeah.
That's my mind working, going, how could I do something special when I can't actually get to someone? And if you're going to drive by, you may have enough people to actually do that. That's only 9 characters, and have one person that keeps walking the sign by. If you have 10 people, you can create a show for them. That would be awesome.
Or, I mean, think of his favorite, like, I'm thinking along the lines of you, Bobby, of something like his favorite song from way back in the day, like something him and his wife used to dance to in the 50s, probably, and put that on and have a dance party.
A lot of things. My idea is probably a little over the top, but I would create a whole production for the guy. Happy birthday again from all of us here. That's great that we were able to hear that voicemail, and hopefully we helped you a little bit. Let us know what you do.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Amy, what happened to your Instagram?
So I got a DM from someone that I have DM'd with before, but not in a couple weeks about anything. And then all of a sudden I have a message from them that says, hey, just tell me where to ship it. I hope you like it. And I thought, well, that's weird. So I think their account must have gotten hacked and they sent messages out to anybody that they message with, hoping that people will reply with their information.
Oh, like their address, so then they can use it to...
Yeah, for whatever reason, like they have, now they have, yeah, I don't know, just to get, to start picking away and get little bits of different information about people and maybe build upon it so they can get more info.
Eddie, what happened to you?
Ooh, mine's weird, man. My wife and I, it's happened 3 or 4 times already where we're sitting next to each other and I get a FaceTime from her. And I look at her, I'm like, why are you FaceTiming? And she's like, I'm not. My phone's right here in my hand.
What?
I'm not FaceTiming it. Yeah. Yes. And so I'm thinking like, all right, here I am trying to get got right now. And I'm about to open this FaceTime up and see who's trying to hack. But every time I do it, nothing happens. So I don't know what's happening. Maybe I'm giving them access to my camera or something. I don't know.
But do you try to answer the call?
I have. I've tried to answer it every single time and I get nothing.
Have you? Hey, Mike, will you Google that? Mike's already looking. It sounds like something Mike would do to us, though. Like, Mike D's all tech and nerdy and, like, play jokes. But that's weird, Eddie.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I think it's like, well, maybe it's our kid or something, someone upstairs. But really, we'll all be in the living room. Like, no, we're all here. I don't get it.
Well, here's what's happening. Everybody's online more. And so people that already try to find vulnerable people online, they're just tossing out a little chum to see who will come up to the party.
Speaking of things that are getting tossed out more, those dirty comments or people trying to get you to come over to their page, way more of that. I used to never have those in my comments, and now people are tossing those out like candy, hoping that people are bored at home and they're going to bite. Because I've had to go through and delete them because they're so not appropriate to be on there. And they're a dead giveaway because I can find them easily because of certain emojis they use.
Mike, did you find anything over there?
Nothing about getting fake calls, no.
No FaceTimes, fake FaceTimes?
They can spy on you, but nothing like...
Whoa.
There was a FaceTime glitch at one point where you could like spy on somebody by FaceTiming them and then hitting like cancel and it would like turn it on anyway. But they fixed that. But I don't see anything about this kind of thing Eddie's talking about.
I saw a headline where Facebook could be listening to you, and if you say you may have a symptom of corona, like an alert goes up. Hey, Google that, Mike, because I saw like Facebook is listening for people talking about corona symptoms. I know that's a weird thing to Google, but what, Amy?
But who's not talking about that?
Yeah, we all are.
Okay.
There's a strict rule in my house. No talking about corona.
don't say that.
If you're inside the doors, we don't say the C word. That's right. When you Google that, Mike, does anything come up at all? Like Facebook is listening for corona symptoms?
Don't see anything.
I swear I saw it. By the way, everybody's listening to us, right? Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram. Mm-hmm. Alexa.
Oh, you've always said that. Just assume that everyone's listening.
Yeah, all the time.
They are.
I never talk about my criminal activity in the house. I only keep it out of the house and only walk. Only walking. I'm not a big walker, but they say that family walks are now back and Sunday drives are now back. Which I've never been a Sunday drive guy because I get so motion sick. But because we can't do anything, we're back to the 50s, basically.
We're doing family walks, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of other people out and about. So, I mean, now that the weather's getting a little bit better, but hopefully we keep it up.
One more check-in with Mike. Mike, did you find anything while Googling?
No. Don't see anything about anybody's... spying.
It's probably because they spied on the person who wrote the stories and took their stories down. That's just what I'm thinking here.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a bakery in Ohio. They get a call one morning like, hey, I just want to order some donuts. And it's one of their regular customers that's been coming in 40 to 50 years. And he goes, yeah, I want to pay $1,000 just for a few donuts. And she said, excuse me? He goes, yeah, I know it's tough times. Business is probably down and you need help. Is it okay if I pay $1,000 just for a few donuts to help you guys out?
Dang.
And they took the $1,000.
I would have too. Wow. And also awesome of him. Man, that is a good donut. I better be a good donut. Holy crap. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Netflix is assuring people they won't run out of content during quarantine, regardless of what you're hearing. Networks are struggling because a lot of their stuff that they're doing is live. I mean, I start today. I do a lot of press stuff for Idol today, but this week is the first Idol live show. Like we talked about on the show yesterday, we're in 40 locations altogether because it's the top 20. And then there's the judges and Ryan Seacrest and myself and some of that house band. It's just a, it's going to be wild to see it actually pulled off. But Netflix is saying, despite the shutdown of most TV and movie productions, they have months of new content. Amy, did you watch Waco? Because I saw that was one, like a number four show on their list when I pulled up my Netflix the other day.
Yeah, we started episode one and then decided we weren't ready to, my husband and I, when I say we weren't ready to commit to that because we just had the itch to start another Homeland.
Oh, yeah.
So probably maybe do it this weekend. But from what we started, it seemed okay. And the girl from Ozark, the blonde girl.
Ruth. That was why it was hard for me because I would be going from Ozark right to Ruth on Waco.
Yes. Yeah. And Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights is the
David Koresh.
Yeah. And it's so hard for me to see that too. So I just wasn't ready for it, but maybe this weekend.
We did finish Ozark. And I got to tell you, I thought season three was fine. I don't want to spoil anything. I did not think it was great. I didn't think it was good as season two. And maybe you guys, maybe you guys watched three with a bit of distance in between them. Like I had them right by each other.
Yeah, like a year and a half.
Yeah, I had them. So the excitement of three wasn't there. It was like, oh, cool, let's keep going. I did not think that three, I think two was probably better. But it's still really good. I would still give it 4.5 Mexican drug lords out of 5. Let's go to Morgan so she can tell us what's on the podcast today. Morgan, what's up?
So Kane Brown was on the show talking about his new song out today.
Yeah, Kane Brown was on. We talked about life and quarantine and his new song. And what else?
We played a game where we had to guess if it was Tupac or Shakespeare that said it.
And it was tough, right, Amy?
I mean, there was, I feel like I can feel my Tupac lyrics deep in my heart. So it was a little bit hard, but I was pretty good at it.
All right. And what else, Morgan?
And you answered some questions from our voicemail line. And one was some advice on moving to a new city.
Here's what's happening, folks. As we get later on in the show, you can hear our internet start to get worse. Do you hear us popping out a little bit, Amy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's what happens. Everybody starts getting on their computers. My internet, you're going to feel real sorry for me. I want to tell you a sob story. I don't like doing sob stories to end the show, but I'm going to be a little sad here. Sometimes, this is tough to talk about. Sometimes when the show's over, the internet's so full, I can't get a good connection on PS4 for basketball. I don't want to end this on a bad note, okay? But it's tough after the show if I go play some PS4. Okay, that's what's up. Let's see. Amy, what's happening today?
Just the usual today, but I am going to spend a little time working on Stashira's birthday, which is Saturday. So I've got to make sure we have everything in order for that day. Yeah. So I'll do that today and tomorrow a little bit. What about you?
I have a satellite media tour on Skype where I'm talking about Idol. I go to all these TV stations, Atlanta, Tucson, Portland, Sarasota, Grand Rapids, New York, Milwaukee, Chicago, Detroit, Dallas, Los Angeles. And then I go talk to people now. So I get a pretty busy after show. And then I think I have some Idol taping tonight too. Yeah, and then I have a trip. It's just a long day. I'm thriving though. Stretching my arms and thriving. That's what's up. A lot of American Idol right now. Thank you, guys. Check out the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones,
yeah. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.